Continue with other stories now. This top five Israeli settlers and extremists have desecrated the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in front of the eyes of Israeli police. Dozens of settlers stormed the Holy Mosque through the Dung Gate. Now, the gate is always used by settlers when storming the Holy Mosque. Settlers were led by Jewish extremist Rabbi Yehuda Glick, the chairman of the so-called Temple Mount Heritage Fund. In recent weeks, groups of Jewish settlers, often accompanied by Israeli security forces, have repeatedly entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex. While the frequent violations anger Palestinian Muslims and occasionally lead to violent clashes inside of the mosque compound. Crossing over to Chicago, Illinois, joined by author and radio host, Mr. Stephen Lindman. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Lindman. How do you see this? Why do you think that Israel has chosen this time to do this once again? And what's the overall goal of actually desecrating the Al-Aqsa compound?
Hi, Mazia. It really is shocking, but it's not surprising, as we both well know. What happened today, November 24th, it certainly was not a one-off event. This type of event happens all too often. I think the closest previous last time, I believe, was about a month or two ago. And in this case, this extremist rabbi, this Yehuda, look, he went on hunger strike, Mazia, to get Israeli police to authorize him entering the mosque with extremist settlers and desecrating him. Israeli police granted him that right. So it's not just the fact that the Israeli police stood by and let this happen. They were directly complicit in letting this event take place.
Well, what do they think are going to come out of that? We recall, if we go back to 2001, when General Ariel Sharon, actually entered the compound there and basically was the start of the Intifada. So what's the goal of doing this at this point in time, do you think, for Tel Aviv?
Well, it tells me a few things, Basia. Number one, Israel is a ruthless, racist police state. Palestinians have no rights whatever. The fact that they're not Jews means they have no rights. This is the way Israel operates, an apartheid state in the worst sense of the world. And of course, we both know what's going on in Gaza. It gets no attention in America, for certain, very little attention in other parts of the West. And the horrors that go on there, I wrote an article today I put out called Life in Occupied Gaza. And then we have these incidents where the third holiest site in Islam gets attacked and Israel allows it to happen. Can you imagine what Israel would do if a few extremist Palestinians attacked an ordinary Jewish synagogue? My God, that would make New York Times headlines, and there would be absolute hell to pay. And the third holiest site in Islam gets attacked not once, but repeatedly, and the Israeli police and Israeli soldiers at other times are directly complicit. Ariel Sharon directly complicit back ahead of the Second Intifada. And this stuff just goes on routinely. It's shocking and it's disgusting.
Thank you so much for being with us out of Chicago, author and radio host, Mr. Stephen Lindman.